Started day early and the sun was out, and as usual, we have work to do and appointments to go to.
Jenny Del Rosario grew up in the Philippines. Her bachelor's degree is from the University of Santo Tomas, where she majored in economics with a minor in business administration.
I've worked in the Philippines for many years with a lot of corporations. That's where I got my experience in business.
Through a Rotary International Exchange Program, Del Rosario traveled to the United States, settling in California.
I had my real estate license there and worked my way through in the business sector. I found that California is just too busy for me and moved to Las Vegas. What a place to go!
She established a travel agency in Las Vegas and was appointed tourism coordinator by the Philippine government.
When you go on a cruise as a travel agent, we come to Juneau, and I saw Juneau, and I love Juneau, and I said, someday, if I come back, I'll stay, and that's why I'm here.
That someday was in 2005. Del Rosario quickly rolled up her sleeves and started a cruise shuttle bus business. Now she operates a food kiosk just behind the downtown library. Del Rosario says she enjoys serving customers. That's why she's running for assembly. She likes helping people. Her top three priorities, if elected?
Services of parents, children, and seniors.
She stresses the importance of better support for senior citizens, early childhood education, and after-school programs.
I am into prevention. Are we building more schools or building more prisons?
Del Rosario says she will bring two important attributes to the assembly.
Flexibility and adaptability.
Those two characteristics define her position on the reopening of the AJ Mine, currently under study by the Assembly.
The AJ Mine is location. It is too close to comfort to the citizen of Juneau. Eventuality comes and this mine opens, I would be very resilient to make sure that environmentally it is safe, that it will not contaminate our water, soil, and air, and that the city complies even if we are the landlord.
Del Rosario is against extending the road north of Juneau, but explains that she understands the feeling of claustrophobia some citizens experience and would respond accordingly.
Now, I would say no, but in the near future, yes. There's a need for it, then we can build a road.
Those issues are not questions in the upcoming municipal election, but renewing Juneau's 3% sales tax and imposing a plastic bag tax are on the ballot. She supports both.
Are plastic bags worth the price of your health or the health of the ocean or our environment?
Whether it's selling school bonds or opting out of state financial disclosure rules, Del Rosario says CBJ officials must make sure the public is aware of every program they want to implement. Del Rosario states she supports adopting Proposition 1, exempting city officials from the state financial disclosure law.
It's not a question of whether you disclose or not. As a public person, you have to be open and be transparent. When you're in the city, issues are dealt in the city.
Del Rosario says Juneau needs more subsidized housing and a better solution to Juneau's growing landfill.
The CBJ should examine other resources like the green waste recycling or the plasma burner or another incinerator. The best thing is we have to think about is what is cost effective that can have the best result.
Though Del Rosario has only been living in Juneau since 2005, she's firm that community involvement and exposure should outweigh experience in this election.
I have the energy to do this. I've been in this morning, noon, and night, and I meet all the folks, and they said, we need somebody new.
She also says Juneau's approximately 5,000 Filipino residents need representation on the assembly.
They said to me, we have not any representation or voice for us. And I said to them, I will help you as a community, but I have other constituents to serve too.
Jenny Del Rosario is running against Lauren Jones and Carlton Smith for the area-wide seat of the Juneau Assembly. The municipal election is October 4th. In Juneau, I'm Amanda Compton.